about the proposed trial and hopefully get some of your comments on this. So as I said, I sit on the NCRI clinical study group. Peter used to also sit on the primary care clinical study group. We talked about a study going through looking at follow-up primary care versus hospital-based, but this didn't get funded. I think the application went in 2002 or something. So we've put in an application to the HTA, the Health Technology Assessment Board, looking at our proposed trial. It's a range of co-investigators. So Peter Brout-Lee from Cardiff, who implemented the Cardiff model, David Cameron, who's got the problem of being the director of the NCRN, who has to think about the burden of follow-up. Kintabiva, the Manchester model, Joan and Peter, the primary care model. We've got the good fortune to have Maggie and her band of patients on the NCRI subgroup. So Maggie's been very good at inviting me to go around to various networks, asking patients what they feel about this study. And then we've also got Jonathan Tritter at Warwick, who is part of the Centre for Patient Involvement, who's inputted into some of the patients' issues. Chris McCabe, Health Economics, now based at Leeds, was at Warwick. Jill Lawrence, who you should know, and John Bartlett, Translational Research. With all of the other surgeons that we've talked to and sort of roped in to be co-investigators, included here in yellow, and with a dot, 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 because there's many other people that have an opinion about this study that hopefully we'll include in the next development stage. So the trial has gone off to the HTA. We submitted it January 2008. We were told in April to firm up our technology, because it's a health technology assessment call, firm up the technology and resubmit. So we firmed up the technology, resubmit, and we were told then in November that because of the volume of HTA applications going through, there was 250 outlines at the last committee. So they screened them, and quite a few people have had rejection letters in January. And we're one of the fortunate ones to go through to the board in April, and hopefully we'll get the nod then for the outline to roll forward into a full proposal. So at the moment, we've done all this work and the workup, really without knowing whether we're going to get any money for the trial. But I'll come on to resources later. So I've tested this before.